The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Those who make decisions in cultural matters, economics, inflation, production, currency, cultural issues, on hijab and so on, need to bear in mind that they mustn't take into account the desires of the US, the stances of the US, or the stances of the Zionists. They must consider the interests of our country and the interests of the Islamic Republic. Fortunately, the clear, brave stance of our honorable president regarding the Zionist regime has gladdened the hearts of the people and made people happy. He's been clear and decisive, both regarding the Zionist regime and also the actions of the US, taking a firm stance against US backing of the Zionist regime. This is very good. They need to be vigilant. Our country's officials must be vigilant in this regard. They mustn't succumb to the demands of those who have an ingrained enmity towards the Iranian nation and the Islamic Republic, as well as those who desire Iran's ruin. The next issue is the issue of hope. Hope. We must be hopeful about receiving divine guidance, God's assistance, and the strength that God has given to nations. This stands in stark contrast to what the enemy seeks to do, which is to strip hope from the hearts of our youth and cause them to become despondent. Everyone who has an audience in the media, who can speak, and who can express matters well, must consider this to be one of their greatest, most important objectives to keep hope alive in hearts. They mustn't utter words that bring despair. This was something that the great Imam paid a great deal of attention to. Consider the event that took place on January 9th. The following is what happened on January 9th. The people of Qom rose up and their uprising was crushed. Martyrs ascended, people were injured, and the streets were stained with blood. This was on January 9th. On January 22nd, just 12 days later, the Imam's message arrived from Najaf. The Imam included that this statement is his message, which I have made a note of. I give the Iranian nation, who possess such awareness, vigilance, strong spirit, and unparalleled courage, glad tidings of victory.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.